Cartoons are part of a child's life. Whether watching cartoons is good or bad has been debated much as well. One of the positive elements said about cartoons is that it helps a child learn words at a very early age quite effortlessly. This happens when the child listens to cartoons and picks up words and phrases and repeats them. Another positive is that many cartoons often depicting animals convey stories containing morals. This can help in the development of the child's personality in a very positive sense. As far as the attitude of parents is concerned, they opt for their children to watch cartoons so that they will be able to do something without children interrupting them. This is not good in the long run. Ideally, parents should make a deliberate effort to spend quality time with their children. They can play with them, go for visiting places together, or even go shopping. In other words, allowing the television and cartoons to take the role of parents spells danger. The danger of cartoons is that they invade every available space. Try going shopping for the needs of your children. Be it a snacks box, a pencil box, a bag or name slip, or raincoat or whatever else you can name, you get stuff with cartoon characters printed on it. Quite evidently, it is a clever marketing technique employed. Another danger is that cartoons introduce children to a world of violence at a very impressionable age. Many cartoons have violent fights. This definitely influences children. And some cartoons contain violence for which no punishment is given. Both the one who does the violence and the one who prevents it appear in all episodes. So what message does that convey about evil and violence in the real world? Some parents have raised the concern that their children don't listen to anything they say. But if they tell their children that this is how this particular cartoon character would like you to behave, they immediately obey. This trend is very dangerous because a child is giving more authority to a cartoon character than his or her real parents. Again, children who watch violent cartoons can easily show aggressive behavior. They might try to imitate certain ways in which their favorite cartoon character reacts to situations. Such behavior may not be acceptable to other children playing with them. This can cause friction and tension between children. It can become ugly if parents take sides. Yet another point is what cartoons do to a child's imagination. Cartoons easily draw boundary lines in a child's mind. A child easily thinks and acts the way his or her favorite cartoon does. It is very difficult for him or her to exercise creativity in more imaginative ways. In that sense, the child is limited by the imaginativeness of the cartoons he watches. On further thought, there is the mixing up of reality and fiction. When children see cartoon characters jump from high-rise buildings to the ground and suffer no harm, they can get a false notion that they too can do it and survive. Similar is the case when they see a lot of shooting and fight with lethal weapons. And if parents watch cartoons with a very critical eye, they will see that a lot of subtle or subliminal messages about attractive dressing, boy-girl relationships, supernatural and evil forces, etc. are conveyed through cartoons, which may not prove healthy for their children. To conclude, let me remind that cartoons will be with us for a long time. Today's generation grows up with images and catchphrases of cartoon characters all around them.